Greetings, 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 and salutations, one and all. Welcome to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It's Healthy Love Night. I want to say big ups to each and everyone locked in right now. Those on TuneIn Radio on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew, much love to you. Those locked in on Zeno FM. Boiling in the stew pot. Yeah, man, we'll bubble up. Much love to those across the pond, One Harmony Radio. Top of the morning to you guys over there in the UK. Much love, King Genius, Queen Genius. Blessings every time. Yes, me girl, cause it ought to be something. Any water. Wanna say big ups to those who are locked in out of New Jersey. Makes sense, it ought to be something. Any water. NIE Radio with the motivator. Water, baby, something. Any water. It ought to be hot. Big ups to those who are locked in out of New York. Hooray. An island worldwide exhibiting the power of music. Much love to ya. Chan and Nicole, Gary. Enough love, turn up every time, yeah? I wanna say big ups to those who are locked in out of Texas. Allowop Radio, Dusik Media Group, WGLRO. The home of the Danny Walker Morning Show. Taking from the sheets to the streets. Touching from Detroit to Denmark and all points in between. Danny Walker, big up your status, my brother. Those who are locked in out of South Florida. On the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Much love to you. If you're locked in on PEMG TV, much love. Sorry, those on Clubhouse, hanging out in the stew pot. Yeah, man, that's a club. Big ups to those on Facebook Live. And if you're on Facebook and Clubhouse, do remember it's only a segment broadcast, so don't get too comfortable. Come on over to kevinstew.com. The link is in the comment section and in the description. So you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. Much love to those who are locked in on the home of the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew, kevinstew.com. Thank you. You are invited to call a friend, tell a friend, friends of your friends of your enemies of your friends, and your enemies too. Because we're not leaving anybody out. Kicking off things tonight with the sound of Kofi. A track called Something in the Water. I want to say thank you to my segment sponsors, Pulse Media Group, and being in a moment is priceless. Go ahead and get them a call. What can they do for you? So everything that you see here on kevinstew.com and so much more. So you have a church service, a wedding, a funeral, a party, a graduation, a seminar. Anything you want to stream live on a secure platform, whether it's theirs or yours, get them a call. 754-999-1140. Truly and finally solve this mystery. See what they can do for you. Want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea SU is a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade, and South Palm Beach counties in South Florida. She comes to you, bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. So if you come into South Florida, yes, go ahead and give her a call, 954-655-9000, or email her at thealater, that's thealater, at att.net. Schedule your appointment today. She only has one request outside of paying her. I pray. That is that you get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. It's called the Kevin Stew Clause, because I'm always falling asleep. I want to say thank you to Reggae Global Entertainment. Reggae Global will act as your booking agent, handle your tour management, take care of your business registration, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and so much more. Go ahead and give them a call. 954-804-8199. Or just check them out online. The website is reggaeglobal.com. Or you can use reggaeglobalentertainment.com. They both go to the same place. Thank you, Reggae Global. Thank you also to McNeil Trucking. With McNeil Trucking, your goods are in good hands. They are licensed and insured movers in the state of Florida. Go ahead and give them a call, 954-406-9740. You want to move from point A to point B? Don't have the equipment, the manpower? No worries. Give them a call. Their name is McNeil Trucking. The number is 954-406-9740. Just tell them Kevin Stew sent you. Numbers to call, numbers to text, because the phone line is always open. 773-789-STEW. That's 773-789-7839. You can call, you can text, you can WhatsApp, you can Telegram. They all work, they all come to the same place. So you have no excuse. You got something to say, not a problem. Oh, just say it. Of course, you're also invited to jump into the Stew Pot. The Stew Pot is on kevinstew.com. Those of you wondering what the Stew Pot is, it's what others call a chat room. But because we're fancy, we call it the Stew Pot. It's where we keep things interactive and bubbling. So come on over to kevinstew.com and boom, you're there. You don't need to register, you don't need to sign up, you don't need to offer your firstborn, an internal organ, or a blood sacrifice. Come on in, the water is always fine. The sound of Kofi, a track called Something in the Water. I wonder if that thing is acrylamide. You think that's what's in the water? Well, that is one of the places that I found it to not be, interestingly enough. But we're gonna find out where and really what acrylamide is. Now, according to MSN.com, when you want a quick snack or you need something to pair with a burger or a hot dog, you know, when you go to that one of them barbecues, because, you know, outside, there's pretty much nothing that goes or sounds better than a bag of chips. And while it can't hurt to splurge on a few chips from time to time, apparently these fried potatoes have the potential to cause a variety of unwanted side effects. Yeah, you heard me right. Fried potato. Now, the average bag of commercial chips contains enough fat and salt to dissuade anyone on a diet from indulging too frequently. Now, and while the snack could possibly wreck your figure, they also increase the chances of a variety of health problems. And when you look at a bag of chips, you're not thinking, "Why, you know, this is going to cost me a pretty penny in healthcare." Because you're thinking, "Why, these chips are so good." And I don't blame you, because for some reason they are. I think it's the salt. Maybe that's what it is. But even as a health professional, one could have a weakness for some hot fries, the chips, that is, the bag. And this is what Blanca Garcia, an RDN, a nutrition specialist of Health Canal, says. And she goes on to say, "But it doesn't mean they are a regular part of my diet, because I love them. And they shouldn't be a part of anybody's diet. That's a regular part anyway. One thing you may not realize is that chips can contribute to cavities." And Garcia continues to say, "This happens because from the bacteria in your mouth fermenting dietary carbohydrates." Now, chips are high in hydrolyzed starch, which is broken down carbohydrates. If consumed pretty often, two things happen. The highly processed chips stick to the teeth and lower the pH of the tooth tissue. Now, what typically happens is sugar and bacteria lead to fermentation. Now, the chips also demineralize the tooth. And this is what causes an increased risk of cavities. So, are you concerned yet? It's chips, but you might be wondering, but wait. You weren't talking about what chips can do. You were talking about this acrylamide thing. Well, hold on. It gets better. Because the University of Rochester Medical Center rates potato chips as one of the worst foods for your teeth due to the fact that they can get stuck in crevices and cause some prolonged damage. And while your dental hygiene may suffer if you dig into chips more often than not, one shocking ingredient found in fried potato chips should immediately make you pause. What is that, you may ask? Well, this is that moment where you call up a friend and you say, "Listen, I know you love chips. Don't worry, I love them too. But Stu is talking about something here that may be of some importance. So let's go ahead and check it out." Yeah? And see what it is that we can learn. Because, you know, it's a learning experience for me too. So, chips expose. it exposes you to potential carcinogen, a potential carcinogen. I don't know how it ends up being a potential carcinogen. Is it poisonous or it is not. I don't know of it being potentially poisonous, how that really work. But according to the article, it says it's a potential carcinogen. And this is now where we get to the topic of our broadcast. Acrylamide. That's where it comes in. Holly Klamer, MSRDN, a writer with my Crohn's and colitis team, says acrylamide is found in tobacco smoke and some environmental pollutants, but it can also be found in some foods. Wait, what? the same thing that is found in tobacco smoke is found in food. Well, that means tobacco is pretty good for consumption then, because if it's in food, then we're good to go, right? Wrong. According to Winchester Hospital, this odorless, tasteless carcinogen typically gets used as a chemical to help preserve food, but naturally occurs when potatoes get fried at high temperatures. Oh, this is where the dots connect. Now, unfortunately, fried potato products are one of the most common sources of acrylamide, says Claimer. And some studies with mice suggest acrylamide can increase the risk of certain types of cancer. While more research is needed in humans, however, these studies suggest acrylamide from fried potato, so this is now your potato chips, may be a source of carcinogens in the diet. So I know some people looking at their potato chips and they're going, you poison, you may need to leave my kitchen. You need to get out of my pantry. All of a sudden, they're looking at that bag of potato chips like, you infiltrated my camp. You're a spy. You need to die. And not die by consumption. Scientists across North America and Western Europe independently concluded that cooking potatoes in oil at high temperatures resulted in a product with a significant acrylamide count. One survey even found that a large order of fries contained 300 times the amount of acrylamide allowed in drinking water. So that goes to answer your question. Is it in drinking water? Yeah, it kind of is. Researchers are still trying to identify links to this chemical and the links from this chemical to a variety of cancers. But science has already proven that other ingredients in a bag of chips could lead to cancer. So, not new information, by the way. This is old information. This particular article is a new article. But we're going to jump from this new article to an article that is a little bit older, which talks about acrylamide. So, this acrylamide thing is not a new discovery, but how many of us have heard about it? And how many of us knew that in a bag of chips, a bag of potato chips, was this carcinogen just sitting there waiting for consumption, saying, eat me, eat me, eat me. Now, if you love chips and don't want to give up the snack, according to the article, you shouldn't really fear. Just make sure to pivot to one of the 11 best healthy chips for weight loss, and then enjoy the snack in moderation. So, because, you know, again, here we go. Everything within moderation. Because the healthiest stuff of things that we consume, water. Too much of it will kill you. Well, a tablespoon of it can kill you. But that is drowning. That's something different. But in moderation. So we go back to the bag of potato chips and it's not looking so horrible after all. But they mentioned fries. Yeah. So you had potatoes cut up in thin strips and fried, being potato chips. And then you have potatoes cut into these lengthy sticks called fries. And because it is then cooked or fried at high temperature, you have a high count of acrylamide.
what have we found out thus far about this carcinogen is that it's just about everywhere. And yes, it is a carcinogen. Now, there's information, according to the National Cancer Institute, about acrylamide. And one bit of that information speaks to how it is that people are exposed to it. Food, cigarette smoke, these two are major sources of acrylamide exposure. The major food source of acrylamide are, you ready for it? French fries and potato chips. So there you are with your potato products. The ones that everybody know and love. But those are not the only ones. People looking to write out French fries and potato chips. No. These are not the only ones. If you're the kind that gets rid of something as soon as you hear about it like that, well, here you go. It's also in crackers, bread, cookies, breakfast cereals, canned black olives, prune juice, and coffee. Are you going to get rid of all of those? How are you going to deal with it, though? Acrylamide levels in food vary widely depending on the manufacturer, the cooking time, and the method and temperature of the cooking process. Decreasing cooking time to avoid heavy crisping or browning, blanching potatoes before frying, not storing potatoes in a refrigerator, and post-drying, as in drying in a hotter oven after frying, which is really interesting also. This has been shown to decrease the acrylamide content of some foods. Now, people are exposed to substantially more acrylamide from tobacco smoke than from food. And people who smoke have 3 to 5 times higher levels of acrylamide exposure markers in their blood than do non-smokers. Exposure from other sources is likely to be significantly less than that from food or smoking, but scientists do not yet have a complete understanding of all sources of exposure. Regulations are in place to limit exposure in workplaces where acrylamide may be present, such as industrial settings that use polyacrylamide and acrylamide copolymers. Which industries exactly are these? Well, you may have to go looking. But this bit of information that I just gave you, courtesy of cancer.gov, is information from back in 2017. Again, it is not new information. So if it isn't new information, why aren't we hearing more about it? Why is it that we only get told a little bit of it? Why is it that the products that acrylamide are big in can be found in large quantities in the corner store in the less privileged communities? Oh, wait, Stu, you weren't supposed to mention anything like that. You weren't supposed to be talking about those people and those communities and the availability of certain foods. But how can you not, when you have something like this that is present in something so readily available? Two main things. Fries and potato chips. People are consuming them every day in large quantities, especially in the disenfranchised communities. So why shouldn't we be talking about it? I think that alone is reason to talk about it. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to see if we can answer the question about the association between acrylamide and cancer. Because as we go through the night and we look at some of this information that I've found, you'll see that the two gets mentioned quite a bit in pairings. But some people would go, well, everything that we're consuming has the potential to cause some type of cancer. Well, some of the things that we're consuming have the potential to fight some types of cancer. We don't talk about those that often either, do we? Things that make you go, So go ahead and call your friends. Friends of your friends, friends of your enemies, enemies of your friends, and your enemies too. Tell them it's healthy love that is happening on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew tonight. You can catch me on kevinstew.com, which is the home of the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. But you can catch me with the affiliates too. One Harmony Radio to the UK, NIE Radio to New Jersey, Island Worldwide out to New York, the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com out to South Florida. You have WGLRO, Olive Up Radio, and Dusik Media Groups all out of Texas. You have Zeno FM. You have TuneIn Radio, that is everywhere. The Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew is the handle for TuneIn Radio. So, tell them, pick a medium. Don't have to come to kevinstew.com, but I'd love for you to. Jump into the stew pot. Interact with me. Tell me your stories. Tell me how you feel about the information that you've gotten so far. Drop me a line, 773-789-7839. Easy way to remember it, 773-789-STEW. Drop me a line. Let me know. Shoot me a text. You can remain anonymous. I don't have to call your name. It's fine. But let's talk about it. Some of these things, we don't talk about them often enough. Let's go ahead and talk about it. See what we can learn. See what we can share with each other. We might get something new. I'll see you in a few. Those of you on Facebook Live, those of you on Clubhouse, deuces to you. This is where we part company. Much love. Come on over to any of those platforms that I mentioned earlier for the remainder of the broadcast. If not, the podcast is available. The YouTube channel is also available. Both of the same name, The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. And the podcast is available everywhere that you listen to your podcast. All right? Catch y'all later. We'll be right back.
Quality Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
Remember, Mother's Day is fast approaching, and you can go to kevinstew.com or visit marykay.com/kevinstew and place your orders for your Mother's Day gift today. Don't wait, don't delay. marykay.com/kevinstew. There are sets that are available for you, some that are just here for the event of Mother's Day. So there are some limited edition things available, like the pedicure set. Yes, there is a marvelous pedicure set that's available that has a foot cream and a foot scrub along with a pedi stone. So go ahead, check them out. MaryKay.com/KevinStew. Place your order today and get it ready in time for Mother's Day.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
In English,
and in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The
only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Reggae Global Entertainment presents the brand new self-titled album from Yishka with 9 great songs. Oh Baby, Let Me Love You.
Oh Baby.
Be Grateful for Life.
Be Grateful for Life.
Shake You Down.
Girl, I wanna shake you down.
What else can I do? Babe, come over. My, my, my. It's our time.
You know I love you.
For your love. I'm falling. Yishka. 9 great songs. Available on all streaming platforms. Available now.
Hey, I'm representing for DJ Kevin Stew, working on the night shift, the night shift radio show. Won't go changing like the weather, just to please the devil never. Will DJ Kevin Stew sell his soul? That's a word and honor. It's Christine to represent him. Word and honor. Celestia DJ Kevin Stew.
Welcome back to the broadcast. In the background, the sound of Royce. The track is called Madness. And that's kind of what this feels like. It kind of feels like this is madness. You know, how is it that you could have something like this product that is just roaming around freely, you know, as a part of our snacks, as a part of our diets? You know, where else is it? What has science been doing? How have they been addressing this? Welcome back to Healthy Love right here on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. And tonight we're talking about acrylamide. And if you've never heard about it, don't fear, you're not the only one. There are a bunch of people that have never heard of it, and it's because it's not in the news like everything else. We always hear about cancers. We don't quite hear about what potential causes for these cancers are. We always hear about substances that may be in some food. We always hear that we should stay away from highly processed foods and such. But we don't often hear why. And this is one of the reasons why. Now, according to cancer.gov, cancer.gov, studies in rodent models have found that acrylamide exposure increases the risk for several types of cancer. In the body, acrylamide is converted to a compound called glycidamide. That's glycidamide. Glycidamide. And this causes mutations in and damage to DNA. However, a large number of epidemiological studies, both case control and cohort studies, in humans have found no consistent evidence that dietary acrylamide exposure is associated with the risk of any type of cancer. Well, how convinced do our scientists really need to be? One reason for the inconsistent findings from human studies may be the difficulty in determining a person's acrylamide intake based on their reported diet. Well, does it really matter? If the substance in the body has been shown to influence or directly cause mutations in DNA, then you're talking about something that could potentially be dangerous to just about everybody. So, if that is the case, why is there any ifs, ands, and buts about it? Well, of course, you know, I have a theory. So, let's think about this for a moment. If it just so happens that it can be reduced, the amount of exposure to this kind of substance, to this particular substance, could be reduced, then the number of people that would be required to be treated for this kind of substance also gets reduced. Huh. That's a problem when it comes to big pharma and drugs, no, isn't it? Because no, you're limiting the business that could go out to the community. Because let's face it, we need pharmaceuticals, right? We need to be drugging up to address some of these issues that we're having. We're not addressing the issues, the cause of the issues that we're having. We're looking for ways to treat the symptoms so that we can feel better about ourselves doing the things that are causing the problems that are occurring in our lives. So let's go out and put a band-aid on this gunshot wound. Yeah? Because that makes sense. So the National Toxicology Program's report on carcinogens considers acrylamide to be reasonably anticipated to be a human carcinogen. What is reasonably anticipated? And this is based on studies in lab animals given acrylamide in drinking water. However, toxicology studies have shown that humans and rodents not only absorb acrylamide at different rates, they metabolize it differently as well. All right. So let's pause for a moment. Is it only acrylamide that gets metabolized differently in humans and rodents? Because just about everything that you can think of tested in a lab is tested with rats. So they do the test on the rats and they come back to the humans and say, hey, you know, in our lab tests. They didn't say in our human tests, they said in our lab tests. And then based on those results, this is what we're going to do, because these results were favorable. But clearly, I don't think, in my opinion, and again, I'm just a DJ, not a DR, I wouldn't say that acrylamide is the only thing that is metabolized differently in the two species. So studies of workplace exposure have shown that high levels of occupational acrylamide exposure, which occurs through inhalation, cause neurological damage. For example, among workers using acrylamide polymers to clarify water in coal preparation plants. However, studies of occupational exposure have not suggested increased risks of cancer. All right. Let's look at the people that work in coal mines for a moment. Just a brief moment. Don't a bunch of them have a myriad of health problems? Aren't they recommended to wear specialized breathing apparatus with filters up the wazoo and to in order to do their jobs effectively? And depending on the level that you work on or in these coal mines, you also need to wear a tank an oxygen tank. So you have all of these things that are happening. And they're just, oh, but, you know, you don't have to worry because there's not really been a defined or a definitive correlation between the two. You know, working in the environment and individuals having certain types of cancers or an increased number of cancers. But, okay, let's look at the number of people who have been diagnosed with cancers that have worked in these industries. You know, what is the possibility? What is the probability? What kind of numbers come back to something like acrylamide exposure? And I'm not just saying that that is the sole cause. But what can be connected? And let's take it a step further. Let's look at the diets of some of these individuals. Does the diet contain things like fried chips, like potato chips and fries? You know, is that a part of it? Because it's a quick snack. You know, you want something real quick. You don't have time to go and get something heavy. You just want something to just, as we say in Jamaica, catch you up. And so we don't grab some nuts, but we grab some chips. Yeah? Because they're marketed in a special way and we appreciate, love the marketing and that, you know, we want them because they're so high in saturated fats and salt that they're just perfect for a dietary disaster. But we love them. We love them. So, with this information being out there, and again, this is information from 2017. This is not, you know, just today. This is not just last year. This is 5 years ago. And even with it being 5 years ago, to say, boy, it's out for a very long time, this particular bit of information, I'm pretty sure there's information older than this. It's not, well, as it relates to science, you know, this is very new. You know, still relatively new. COVID-19 was only 2 years after this. And that is considered very, 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 very new. Although people have pretty much forgotten about that now, because we're outside. Anyway, so taking this into consideration, you have to ask a question. All right, so we know about some of these things. Is there any kind of regulation? And there's a simple answer to that question, actually. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, regulates acrylamide in drinking water. Yeah, it's in the water. Talk about something in the water. Acrylamide in the water. The EPA established an acceptable level of acrylamide exposure set low enough to account for any uncertainty in the data relating to acrylamide, relating acrylamide to cancer and neurotic effects or neurotoxic effects. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, regulates the amount of residual acrylamide in a variety of materials that contact food. But there are currently no guidelines governing the presence of acrylamide in food itself. So, all right. We know that this occurs naturally. And it's especially in some potato products. Why is it in these particular products? Well, some of the information that I looked at, not sure if I'll be able to give you all that information or get through all that information tonight, but some of the information that I did look at comes back to sugar and how the sugar is processed at high temperatures. What happens in the chemical makeup of some of these sugars, especially the sugars that are in potatoes. And so with the chemical restructuring on a what would I call that? The chemical structure of sugar on that level. So it's down to the atomic level of the product of sugar. And so due to those changes, how that happens at high temperatures and then we consume it and now it is affecting DNA and at a level where it causes mutations. You want to tell me that the government body, the government entity that says, okay, we are the watchdogs for the people of the United States, and as a result, our influence on the world is great, so, you know, we need to do the right thing by our people. Wait. Let's go again and look at some of these agencies, some of these government bodies. Everybody needs to get paid, right? Again, some of the biggest, one of the biggest influencers in our community, one of the biggest businesses is that of pharmaceuticals. And pharmaceuticals involved in everything. So now we come back to what I said, what we were talking about before we took the last break. Here it is. You have a substance that the Environmental Protection Agency is aware that it has neurotoxic effects. It has cancer-causing effects. It is listed as a carcinogen. But there are no guidelines governing the presence of acrylamide in food for presented for consumption, which means that it has gone through the process already. Right? So whatever process it would take from going from its whole form to its presentation form. And there are no regulations that can be put in place to govern how the food is prepared. There can only be suggestions. Okay, so let's go ahead and make regular suggestions. Because on the radio, every day, we hear suggestions about vaccinations. We hear suggestions about medications. Why can't we hear suggestions about food preparation to reduce the exposure to something like acrylamide? Isn't that possible too? Or does that cut into the profit margin? Does that cut into the trips that are available because of kickbacks? Does it cut into any of those luxuries that are afforded to those in positions of influence? Things that make you go, right? Now, I'm not saying that I'm right, but who is to say that I'm wrong? So, what do we need to do to have a better understanding of whether acrylamide is associated with cancer? And that is in humans. Because according to the lab tests, it's a contributor to the cancers in these rats. But we won't say that other tests with the rats have come over to use as forms of treatment for humans. You know, that's okay. We can overlook that. So additional epidemiological studies in which acrylamide adduct or metabolite levels are serially measured in the same individuals over time are needed to help determine whether dietary acrylamide intakes are associated with increased cancer risks in people. All right. I haven't been able to find a follow-up to this information, and I haven't seen where they have revised this information since 2017. Why? Did COVID-19 come and put everything else on pause because the focus needed to be on this particular virus? Because this one is not as dangerous? I don't know. I'm just asking a question. It is also important to determine how acrylamide is formed during the cooking process and whether acrylamide is present in foods other than those already tested. This information will enable researchers to make more accurate and comprehensive estimates of dietary exposure. Biospecimen collections in cohort studies will provide an opportunity to examine biomarkers of exposure to acrylamide and its metabolites in relation to the subsequent risk of cancer. Again, how much more testing, how much more information is needed to say, hey, this product needs to be made in a different way? Because let's face it, we have seen where potato chips have moved from fried potato chips to baked potato chips. Different methodology. So why was that? Is it because of the fats from these oils that are used? So now you have these trans fats going out. So now they have provided a more healthy version of this potato chips, of the potato chips, right? Why? Who are they trying to fool? And if they can say that they're doing that, they're changing the method of preparing it so that they can say it's a healthier product, why aren't they putting it out there for everybody to consider these things as they are making their own? Why aren't those suggestions, again, come back to the suggestions? Because the FDA comes out with these suggestions on these commercials on public radio and TV every day. Why not these other suggestions? We're going to take another break. When we come back, we talk some more. We're looking at acrylamide. If you've never heard about it, well, you're not alone. Many haven't. But this is where we come and talk about some of these things. And we ask questions because something like this is not new. It's been around for a while. As a matter of fact, one bit of information, according to the FDA, says acrylamide caused cancer in animals in studies where animals were exposed to acrylamide at very high doses. In 2010, no, we're not talking about 2017, we're talking about 2010, the Joint Food and Agricultural Organization and WHO, World Health Organization, Experts Committee on Food Additives, JEFCA, concluded that acrylamide is a human health concern and suggested additional long-term studies. FDA experts participated in the evaluation and provided data from new research studies on acrylamide risk from 2010. Here we are. I presented some information from 2017. This is from 2010. And still, we're not hearing of suggestions. We're not hearing of regulations put in place to protect the people from this known carcinogen. But we have some information, some more information to come. So stick around, call some friends. Come on, let's talk about it. Share your views. 773-789-STEW is a number you can call, text or WhatsApp. Telegram also works. You can Skype me if you want. My Skype handle is kevin.stew. My email is djkevinstew@gmail.com. You can use that to find me on Skype. But of course, easier than that, just go to kevinstew.com and jump into the stew pot. You can remain anonymous. Put your comments there. Tell me to be quiet because I don't know what I'm talking about. Or talk some more because the information is interesting. As long as you're respectful as you comment, I'll take it. We'll be back after these few messages. And then later on, we'll get into musical therapy. We'll be right back.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, With this in mind, and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com, your links to worship and praise.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography, and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com. Teddy Greaves Jr. with 6 brand new songs out now on his brand new EP, Teddy Greaves Jr. with songs you know and love, like Can You Stop the Rain?
Can you stop the rain?
One Last Cry. Can't Get Over You. Wait Too Long. You and I.
You and I.
And One Last Cry, the acoustic version. Teddy Greaves Jr., now available on all major digital platforms. Teddy Greaves Jr.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
It's Christine representing for DJ Kevin. You see me, I say, I don't know the boss. You see me, I say, DJ Kevin's 2 and the Night Shift Radio Show. Yo, the thing, turn up the thing loud. Whoa, DJ Kevin's 2 at the heart of a champion. Never underestimate, just choose him. The silver line behind the dark clouds. DJ Kevin's 2 believing, and that's no doubt. Sell out the Night Shift Radio Show, Christine. This is Hot It Up. Loud.
Hey yo, this is Caramante letting you know that right about now you are logged on to DJ Kevin Stew on the Night Shift.
The sound of Marcia J Ball bringing us back from the break.
On our face, we can't drop out of this race.
If you're just joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome.
How hard we got a sunrise.
You still have time to call a friend, tell a friend.
Changing
friends of your friends of your enemies of your friends and your enemies too.
Race, no matter how.
Because the information is good for everyone.
How we got to survive.
Numbers to call, numbers to text.
Before our face.
You can WhatsApp, you can Telegram. 773-789-STEW.
How long, no matter.
That's 773-789-7839. I'll give you one more time. 773-789-7839.
How long, no matter. How hard we gotta survive.
Track called Time Change from Marcia J Ball.
We can't drop out of this race.
No matter how long, no matter how hard, we gotta survive.
We're talking about acrylamide tonight. And if you've never heard about it, boy, you're gonna probably have to listen to this broadcast again. So you're gonna have to check out the podcast, you're gonna have to check out the YouTube, whichever way you want to do it. But you're gonna go back to kevinstew.com tomorrow and it will be there for you. So you can go ahead and do that. You can schedule that if you want.
Now, acrylamide has probably been always present in cooked foods. And which kind of makes you wonder, wait, why is it a concern? No. Well, I guess science has brought it to the forefront of concern. Acrylamide was first detected in certain foods as early as April 2002, 20 years ago. So again, from then till now, and the majority of us still have not heard of acrylamide. So how then does it form in food? How does it appear? You know, what needs to happen if this thing occurs in food? Well, it forms from sugars and amino acids. A particular amino acid during certain types of high temperature cooking, like frying, roasting, and baking. So did that switch from frying potato chips to baking it make that much of a difference? Well, I guess the jury is still out on that one. High temperature cooking, such as frying, roasting, baking, is most likely to cause acrylamide formation. Boiling and steaming do not typically form acrylamide. Acrylamide is found mainly in foods made from plants, such as potato products, grain products, or coffee. So you coffee drinkers, you wonder how it is that acrylamide is an issue? Well, they bake the coffee beans. Yeah, didn't think about that, did you? Now, acrylamide does not form or forms at lower levels in dairy, meat, and fish products. Generally, acrylamide is more likely to accumulate when cooking is done for longer periods at higher temperatures. Now, the FDA has posted some data on acrylamide in foods on their website at Survey Data on Acrylamide in Food. Now, some of the more recent information was added to the site in 2019. And this is information courtesy of FDA.gov. Now, since acrylamide is formed through cooking, levels in cooked organic foods should then be similar to levels in cooked non-organic foods. And you'd have to wonder why something like that would be put out there. Why add information about non-organic foods and organic foods having the same or similar levels of acrylamide because it is present through cooking? And of course, you know, I have an opinion on that. And that's basically to say, well, there's not much difference between the organic and the non-organic foods. But we do know there is a difference, right? If there was no difference, then the organic food would not be more expensive. The organic food would not be harder to obtain. So, if you want to think that there's not much of a difference, go ahead. But before you go ahead and come to that conclusion, ask yourself those questions. Why isn't it more readily available? Why is it more expensive? If you can answer those whys and still be comfortable with that thought, more power to you. So, the FDA has initiated a number of activities on acrylamide since the discovery of it in food back in 2002. And these include toxicology research, analytical methodology development, food surveys, exposure assessments, formation of mitigation research, and guidance for industry. Information on FDA's activities on acrylamide in food can be found at the agency's acrylamide page. So the FDA has a whole page Now, the question is asked, should you stop eating foods that are fried, roasted, or baked? Well, according to the FDA's best advice for acrylamide and eating, it's that consumers adopt a healthy eating plan, which would be consistent with the dietary guidelines for Americans. Well, according to the same source that says, hey, you know, you don't have to stop eating this stuff, they're saying the emphasis is placed on fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fat-free or low-fat milk and milk products, lean meats, poultry, fish, beans, eggs, nuts, and limits the same guidelines for Americans, dietary guidelines for Americans, limits saturated fats, trans fats, cholesterol, salt, and added sugars. Wait. So, these are the very same things that we find in a lot of the junk food that we consume. The things that we're saying, that the FDA is saying that we should limit. But again, you hear more suggestions about drugs than you do about a healthy diet or a healthy lifestyle. And you have to ask why. Well, do I need to give my answer on that again? Probably not. This now is information that is dated as recently as February. February of this year, 2022. So, again, you have to, the question about where acrylamide can be found, and it comes back to industrially, you can find it in industrial spaces, in the construction of products like plastics, grouts, water treatment products, cosmetics, and cigarette smoke. That's where you find the highest concentrations of acrylamide. So, if it's in our food and it's... Wait, how then does it get in our water? Because it is in the water. But again, you're talking about water treatment products. If you're going to be treating the water with certain using certain products, then there's going to be some residue in the finished product. And so we get exposed to acrylamide in our water by way of water treatment. Compound that with going out there and getting some potato chips or getting some fries or the way you're preparing these very same things. And again, crackers, bread, the list goes on. Let me see if I can find the list again. Because it's in all of these things. It's not just potato chips. It's not just fries. Let me see if I can find the list again. Crackers, bread, cookies, breakfast cereals, canned black olives. I can't even figure out the canned black olives part. Prune juice and coffee. Prune juice. Who would have thunk it? But what are the levels in the prune juice, though? I wonder. What are the levels in some of these products? Now, we looked at some of the ways that people get exposed to acrylamide. There's a question, according to... And you find this on the National Institutes of Environmental Health Services website. There's an article that asks the question, why did NTP study acrylamide, which is a national toxicology program? Why did they study acrylamide? Good question, right? So the nomination to study acrylamide came from the FDA. and they wanted high quality data from animal studies to help support risk assessments to understand any potential risks to humans. Acrylamide has been previously shown to cause several types of cancer in animals, but more information was needed to better understand how acrylamide causes tumors and at what does the tumor occur. And, why does the tumor occur in the animals and what types? The NTP also conducted studies on glycidamide, the major metabolite of acrylamide. When acrylamide is consumed through food, the body converts it to glycidamide. And since this conversion may differ from among rodent species, comparing the effects of acrylamide and glycidamide in rats and mice provides meaningful support for human health risk assessments. Now, again, they found it to be carcinogenic. They found it to be cancer-causing in these lab studies. But, and you know when you include but, it negates everything that came before it. They go, oh, but, you know, we need some more studies, though. That what we found, you know, that's just not conclusive. The NTP studies on acrylamide and glycidamide were conducted at the FDA National Center for Toxicological Research as part of an interagency collaboration between the NIEHS and the FDA NCTR. Right? So, what then did they find in their studies? The two-year NTP studies of acrylamide given in an animal's drinking water found clear evidence of carcinogenic activity in male and female rats and mice based on tumors in multiple sites. For example, tumors were found in the mammary and thyroid glands in female rats and the reproduction organs in male rats. Tumors of the lung were among those observed in mice. Additionally, NTP conducted parallel studies on glycidamide, which was also found to be a multi-site carcinogen in both male and female rats and mice. The types of tumors induced by glycidamide were the same as those seen in acrylamide. Huh. So after the metabolization of acrylamide in the body, in these animals, the end results were the same. Findings of clear evidence of carcinogenic activity in both sexes of rats and mice and at multiple sites is relatively uncommon and indicative of a strong carcinogenic response. So here we have a quote-unquote strong carcinogenic response based on the testing done on acrylamide using lab rats and mice. The very same animals that are used to test everything else just about that humans have been given as medication or have been told to stay away from because they're carcinogenic. But still, they say, hey, you know, all right, we did the animal testing. We'd still need to do some human testing before we can rule anything out and have anything conclusive. But didn't they just do some rollout of some drugs for human consumption on a very large scale within the last 2 years? Wasn't that a thing? Wasn't that a real thing? Or was that just my imagination? Because I could be wrong. I've been known to be wrong before. It wouldn't have been anything new. But at minimum, it should cause one to be concerned. It should cause one to ask some questions if they haven't started asking them already. But if you haven't asked your why, or a series of whys, I suggest you start. Because this information here is by no stretch of the imagination new information. This information has been around for 2 decades. Again, how many listening whether live now or will be listening in the future, those who are listening on any of the affiliate platforms, and I can name them out again: Aliwap Radio, Dusik Media Group, WGLRO, Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, NIE Radio, Island Worldwide, One Harmony Radio, the PEMGTV.com, TuneIn Radio, Zeno FM, any of those platforms that people are listening right now. How many of you have heard of acrylamide? How many of you know that this carcinogen is in French fries and potato chips? And it's as a result of the preparation of the thing. How many know? And had you known this all along and you're still consuming it, why? And if you're consuming it sporadically, that's one thing. But if you're consuming it constantly, like this is a part of your everyday diet, you must have it. Like you must consume your coffee for the coffee drinkers. You have to ask why to some of these things. There was one bit of information that I had come across, and I said, you know, I'm going to have to share this with you guys. Food choice and acrylamide exposure. Now, because, excuse me, some foods are larger sources of acrylamide in the diet than others. And these particular foods include certain potato products, with French fries and potato chips being at the top of the list. Then you have coffee and foods made of grains, like your breakfast cereals and your cookies and your toast. And these foods are all part of a regular diet. However, if you want to lower your acrylamide intake, reducing consumption of these foods is one way to do it. And keeping in mind that it is best to limit intake of foods that are high in saturated fats, trans fats, cholesterol, salt, added grains. And the FDA does not recommend reducing intake of healthful grain products like your whole grains, by way of your whole grain cereal, for example. These are a good source of whole grains and fiber, right? But they do suggest that your consumption be observed, and you need to pay attention to how you prepare your food preparation. Also need to be possibly revised, because comparing frying, roasting and baking potatoes, frying causes the highest acrylamide formation. Roasting potato pieces causes less acrylamide formation, followed by baking whole potatoes. Boiling potatoes and microwaving whole potatoes with the skin on to make microwaved baked potatoes does not produce acrylamide. And this is based on FDA studies, which is interesting because now you put it in the microwave and it causes a different set of problems. I still use a microwave, by the way. I do. Now, soaking raw potato slices in water for 15 to 30 minutes before frying or roasting helps reduce acrylamide formation during the cooking process. Of course, you don't want to be putting wet fries in a frying pan of oil or in a vat of oil. You don't hot oil. You don't want to be doing that because that's just disaster. So you're going to have to blot dry them. Time consuming, but worth it. Storing potatoes in the refrigerator can result in increased acrylamide during cooking. Something else to consider. So store potatoes outside of the refrigerator and probably preferably in a dark, cool place, such as a closet or pantry. That now helps to prevent sprouting. Generally, more acrylamide accumulates when cooking is done for longer periods or at higher temperatures. So cooking cut potato products such as frozen French fries or potato slices to a golden yellow color rather than a golden brown helps to reduce acrylamide formation. Brown areas tend to contain more acrylamide. I'm not talking about the areas that still have the skin on them, as in burnt. So is a similar situation when it comes to toast. Toasting bread to a light brown color rather than a dark brown color lowers the amount of acrylamide that is present in the bread. Very brown areas should be avoided because they can contain the most acrylamide. I have never liked brown toasted bread for a few reasons. I find that it cuts the roof of my mouth. I just don't like it. It cuts my gums. It cuts the roof of my mouth. I just don't like it. A lightly toasted bread is what I'm cool with that. Don't brown toast my bread. And here it is, more reason to not do it. Acrylamide form in coffee when coffee beans are roasted, not when the coffee is brewed at home or in a restaurant. And so far, scientists have not found good ways to reduce acrylamide formation in coffee. So, you know how it is marketed, you know, the slow roast or the brown roast, the beans that give you that nice aromatic coffee. Yeah, you're drinking poison, basically. Well, based on the information that we looked at tonight, that's what it boils down to. So, you know, we need to be aware of how it is that we're preparing some of our foods. We need to be aware of what it is that we're preparing. We need to be aware of the things that we're purchasing to put in our bodies. And if not, we need to not already aware. We need to get on the awareness train. And I'm not saying that you need to go out and become fanatics and just drop some things cold turkey. I am saying we need to revisit how it is that we're consuming our foods and what it is that we're looking to accomplish as it relates to a healthy life and a healthy lifestyle. We definitely need to consider those things. But until then, we can be definitive about some of the things that we are adamant about, some of the things that we are purchasing and consuming, like non-GMO products. You know, we need to be aware that we want to get the whole foods in their whole natural state or as close to it as possible. When you start getting into the genetically modified foods, you're opening up a whole different can of worms. And they slip that in the bit of information that we presented tonight in such a neat way that preparing, because this comes from cooking, acrylamide is a byproduct of cooking certain products, that it doesn't matter if it's whole, organic, or non-organic. But it does. At the end of the day, it does matter. The nutritional level is different. The end result, byproducts from consuming some of these products, it's different. So we do need to be aware, and we do need to see if we can make a distinction and make that distinction as often as possible and go with non-GMO. Go whole or go home. Maybe that should be a new slogan. Maybe that should be a new campaign that we all embark on. Let's see. Maybe it will get off the ground. Maybe it won't.
Now here comes another musical transmission. Roots Operation Intelligent Rebellion.
This is Zona Marty Dread kicking off Musical Therapy. The track is called No to Monsanto. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of tonight's broadcast. Thank you to my affiliates. Big ups to each and every one of you. One Harmony Radio over there in the UK. NIE Radio to New Jersey. Island Worldwide out to New York. The Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, out to South Florida. Out of Texas. Hollywood Radio, Dusik Media Group, and WGLRO. Truly, I appreciate love each and every one of you. Thank you to my segment sponsors, Pulse Media Group, Althea, SU and her Healing Heavenly Hands, Reggae Global Entertainment, and sponsors for this, our musical therapy, McNeil Trucking. Thank you all. As we part ways for the evening, or for tonight, I do want to remind you to look out for members of your community. Remember, your community is not just a development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. So whether you take the bus, the plane, the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive, the people you pass along the way, these are members of your community. Look out for one of them today, because you never know who's going to look out for you tomorrow. My name is DJ Kevin Stew. This is how I like to do it, to you, for you, and with you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, right here at kevinstew.com on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. All being well, I'll catch you all tomorrow. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, wherever you are in the world. From right here in South Florida, I bid you a good night. Be good, but if you can't be good at it. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.